Head Start and Haines make it one more year of state funding if the governor's vetoes to the budget take effect. And the Skagway Borough Assembly submits a request for a second appraisal of its tidelands from Horan & Co. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. One of Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes has canceled about $6.8 million in state funding for Head Start, an early childhood education program. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, that could end Alaska's low-income pre-kindergarten program as early as this year.
Three- to five-year-olds in the Haines Head Start program don't learn anything by rote memorization, but teacher and director Tiffany DeWitt says her students usually enter kindergarten knowing their ABCs and numbers to 100.
We scored the highest in the state of Alaska for kindergarten readiness, which was a really big deal. So our programs are working.
Head Start is not like other preschools. The program is aimed at breaking the cycle of poverty, so it takes low-income families first and offers access to health care and nutritious meals. It's free for everyone. It's been around since 1965, but Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to defund it. That jeopardizes the federal funding that makes the program possible. DeWitt says it helps a number of low-income local families.
We have families really suffering, and without a program like Head Start, it'd be very detrimental, you know? And then you're putting kids in kindergarten that might not be ready to be there. Kids then are being labeled with behavior problems when it's really just a mistaken behavior.
She'll start her fifth year with Head Start in September. And despite the looming funding cut that would dismantle the program, her classroom plans to expand. They're more than doubling their weekly hours, so families can secure more work while their kids are in class. That's only if Rural Alaska Community Action Program, or RuralCAP, the program that administers Head Start in Haines, gets a waiver from the federal government.
If we do not get it, then our full funding for all of our Head Starts disappears.
RuralCAP CEO Patrick Anderson says the best-case scenario for the program will still mean shutting down almost half of RuralCAP's classrooms. About a dozen Head Start programs will close, ending the service to nearly 250 children and costing dozens of rural jobs. And that's just the Head Start programs that RuralCAP oversees. Statewide, Head Start serves thousands of kids across 100 communities. The program has been around since 1965. Anderson says RuralCAP is looking for other sources of money to secure the federal match so they can continue operating after the waiver expires.
We can use parent volunteers at a hourly rate for the amount of time they spend in there, but quite obviously to make up $2.6 million would require a lot more than just parental volunteering.
If RuralCAP gets that waiver, Haines won't lose services next year. But after that, its future is uncertain. That uncertainty has teachers like DeWitt considering their options.
Honestly, if I didn't love my families and children so much, I would probably be looking for other work. As a single mom, I can't really take those chances. I'm the only one that supports our household, so it's really, really scary. It's more scary for the families that really need us.
Head Start services will be cut if the state legislature does not override the governor's veto by Friday. RuralCAP is in the process of applying for the federal waiver. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Skagway Borough Assembly decided Thursday to solicit a new appraisal of its tidelands from the city's assessor, Horan & Co. For over a year, the Assembly has been trying to determine the value of its waterfront property with no success. White Pass has leased waterfront land from the municipality of Skagway since 1968. Every 5 years, the railroad's lease rate is adjusted based on an appraisal carried out by the city's assessor. Last year, the city hired Integra Realty Resources to review Horan's appraisal of the tidelands. The realty firm found that Horan had undervalued the land. So the assembly solicited an appraisal from Integra. The firm valued the land at $14.7 million. Integra's appraisal has come before the assembly twice and been rejected both times. If the appraisal had been adopted, White Pass would have paid $700,000 more in rent each year. Assemblyman Steve Burnham said he was frustrated by the ineffective negotiations with White Pass.
All we have been doing is negotiating with ourselves, and it's just sad.
For months, White Pass and the municipality have disagreed on how to interpret the lease and determine the current value of the tidelands. As the city's assessor, Horan has always appraised the property as it existed in 1968 without including the value added by improvements that White Pass has made to the land. In its review, Integra said this methodology was invalid. At a borough assembly meeting Thursday, Assemblyman Tim Cochran said that Horan never offered a rebuttal to Integra's assessment.
I think we never gave Horan an opportunity to basically defend their position.
Currently, White Pass pays $127,000 a year to lease the municipality's tidelands. Most assembly members have said that is not enough, but there is little agreement about how to dispute the lease rate. Some are concerned about the possibility of a lawsuit with the railroad. At the suggestion of Mayor Andrew Cremata, Assemblyman Steve Burnham made a motion to engage Horan & Co. once again to carry out a new appraisal. The mayor explained his reasoning.
We would hire Horan to address the appraisal with basically giving them all of the correspondence we've received and everything that we've done so that they have all of this information in front of them. And then we tell them to create a new appraisal based on the current use, the level of use of the tidelands.
The vote on the motion split 3-3, with Mayor Cremata breaking the tie in favor of soliciting a new appraisal. When asked if he thinks the new Horan appraisal will be any different from the first, Cremata said he has no expectations. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.